WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Marty Moss Cowain. Last Friday, Nigerian playwright and activist Ken Saro-Wiwa and eight other Nigerian activists were executed after being found guilty for inciting murder. South African President Nelson Mandela called their hangings a heinous act. British Prime Minister John Major called their deaths judicial murder. The charges against Saro-Wiwa and the eight other activists go back 2 years to demonstrations against Shell Oil, which has been stationed in oil-rich Nigeria for over 60 years. We called Brian Anderson in London for a response. He's the managing director of the Shell Petroleum Development Corporation of Nigeria. Much of the protest was about Shell's environmental record in Nigeria. I asked Anderson what he saw as Shell's responsibility for the environment.
Well, in many senses, it's one of our key responsibilities. You can imagine that we're operating in a very widespread area in the Niger Delta, which is a sensitive ecosystem. So we have a responsibility to try to avoid as much as possible the impact of our operations affecting the Delta and of course, the people that live in the Delta. But I must say, and as I will never deny the fact that we have had problems with pollution from oil spills occasionally, and also we continue to flare gas that is produced together with the oil because of lack of local market for the gas and the inability to re-inject it back in the ground due to the local geological problems there.
Back in 1993, A group was started, the Movement for the Survival of the Ogoni People, or MOSOP. They began to protest against Shell Oil and its facilities in this Niger region. What was the response of Shell Oil?
Well, our company, of course, works in many places, including the area which you refer to, the Ogoni area. The Ogoni area is a small part of the delta in the eastern area with population density that is very high compared to the rest of the delta. We have had considerable call, if you like, from the Ogoni people to pay reparations. They've called on the government for some form of autonomy and for payment of back royalties and so on. They've created, on the back of an environmental issue, they've created a very strong political issue, and hence created for us, of course, a considerable problem when it comes to separating the two.
Did Shell ever sit down with any of the leaders of MOSOP?
No, we do talk to the leaders of MOSOP, and we have done in the past, and even now when we have the opportunity, we will do so. But you must appreciate, perhaps, that in MOSOP, there have been two factions. One faction, led by Ken Saro-Wiwa, broke away from the main MOSOP group. He formed a youth wing, which became very physically active, if I can put that way, in the delta, in the Ogoni area. And he was using those people to achieve certain ends. The moderate part of the Ogoni MOSOP leadership our people with whom we have discussed many times, and also with Ken Saro-Wiwa. So we've tried to maintain a dialogue throughout the problems.
Why in 1993 did Shell call in then the Nigerian government forces to put down the demonstrators? What was going on that forced Shell to do that?
We have had problems sometimes with the communities attacking our people and our facilities. And just like anywhere else in the world, if you have a sudden incursion into your own facilities with risk of personal harm to the people, you need to ask for the police to intervene to protect the situation. That's what happened. And unfortunately, as a result of that, and I think you're referring to the Imwechem incident, the police became involved in a battle in which one policeman was killed. Following that, there was further response from the police, which resulted in a lot more injuries and some deaths. we had no intention, of course, of having this outcome. And since that incident, and since incidents of that kind, we have been extremely careful to advise the police not to use any kind of violent approach, even though sometimes they are being attacked, and quite badly, by the communities if they try to stop them vandalizing our equipment or hurting our people.
Ken Saraviva was arrested along with eight other Ogonis after a killing in 1994. He was put on trial, and that trial has been very publicly condemned by many human rights organizations and by governments around the world as a real miscarriage of justice. Did Shell Oil and Shell Nigeria have a position on that trial? Did you make any public statements about that trial?
No, and I don't think we should.
Why not?
Because our company is not a company that should make an involvement, take an involvement in a judicial finding. We have said all along that it's up to the courts and up to the people of Nigeria to determine the processes that they go through. We did later on ask for clemency because on humanitarian grounds and on grounds that we felt it was more likely that the solution to the Ogoni issue would be successful if there was clemency granted. We asked for clemency, but we didn't take a position on the trial, and we would not do so.
Ken Saraviva and the eight Ogonis were executed last Friday. Again, much worldwide condemnation. Has Shell Nigeria or Shell Oil made a public statement about those executions?
Yes, we have, and I think you may have had those public statements in written form. We regret very much what happened there, and I've just told you our effort to try to avoid this outcome.
Nigeria is an oil-rich country, and Shell Oil is a established international corporation. Do you think Shell has any kind of leverage with the military government in Nigeria, surely because of the importance and value of oil to that country?
We have, of course, a potential influence, but we are very cautious indeed about trying to use such influence. It is generally inappropriate to do so, particularly, and I must reemphasize that, we do not believe it's in the companies like Shell's interests and should not be carried out, that we become involved in the political issues of a country. Our job and our intent is to work together with the people of the country for their commercial success and for the wealth generation for the people of the country. We have to stay with that, and that's our mandate, and that's why we are able and have been invited, if you like, with our licenses and so on, to operate. Nobody would prefer us to work on the political side, as you can imagine.
How can you not be involved? I guess, again, because of the sheer size of Shell Nigeria, and also the fact that Nigeria is such an oil-rich country. Is it possible, really, to stay out of the political, social, and even economic life of a country like Nigeria?
No, I was referring to the political life. We become involved, of course, in the economic life, and that's just what I mentioned. I think you have to understand that it is not our remit to try to influence the government on the political agenda. We will try to influence them on issues to do with the commercial interests of our company and what we believe could be the correct policies for the government to follow for the economic benefit of the country. And we do so, and we try to assist the process of selection and implementation of policies that help to develop the country. Now, of course, sometimes it gets very close to the political side, but we try and I think successfully achieve to maintain impartiality and a lack of intervention when it becomes a political issue. And that's true in every country where we work, and I think most people would understand that.
The Abacha government has been accused of funneling oil profits off for their personal profits. And again, I wonder whether you or Shell Nigeria has a position on that.
No, I have no position on it, and I have no direct knowledge of anything like that.
All righty. Well, Brian Anderson, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
I appreciate you squeezing us in. Brian Anderson is Managing Director of the Shell Petroleum Development Corporation of Nigeria. This is Fresh Air.